Purva Sva Tatsavitu Vareiniyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Iyo Yona Prachodaya Om Purva Sva Savitu Vareiniyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodayat Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitu Vareiniyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Savitu Vareiniyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodayat Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitu Vareiniyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Welcome to your Sunday evening and welcome to the meditation show with this man, Andy Sprague. Andy, you are a Buddhist, is that right to say?
Evening, Darren, that's absolutely right.
You are a Buddhist and you run the Sangha House in Taunton, a mindfulness and therapy centre. And we've brought the meditation show to the radio. It's been on air now for about 5 or 6 weeks. And the feedback so far that we're getting is really, really good, really positive.
That's great. I mean, it was a bit of an experiment at the start, but people are really enjoying it, finding it very useful just to kind of force them to give time for themselves. We're getting people. We had somebody comment the other day. They said they've texted all their work colleagues because they work in a very stressy environment.
Yeah.
So they put it out there, you know, Sunday evening. That's your time.
Is meditation something that you can do at any point in the day?
Yeah, I mean, actually, the more you practice, the more you realise that you can meditate all of the time. Even sitting here, you know, we can feel the chair under our body, if you like, pushing back at us. We become aware of it. Actually, just that simple awareness, you're meditating.
I tend to go into a meditational state when I see you anyway, because the interviews that we do can be quite engaging. And when you're on your roll, I say, well, we've talked about this before, you know.
Yes.
I've started to do it myself, particularly by listening to the show. And there's various apps and things that you can use, isn't there,
Will help. There are lots out there. They're very, very helpful. Meditation is not easy. It is a practice. So, yes, if you can use gentle music, use whatever works for you, actually. Meditation is a personal thing. We shouldn't always just rigidly stick to a practice that we perhaps read in a book or something. Experiment, actually find out what works.
And we do things our way on the radio station, don't we? Because whilst you're doing the meditation, we have a little bit of birdsong in the background, which just, you know, that really works as well,
it does,
doesn't it?
Yes.
I know last week we were talking about listening to relaxing sounds like rivers flowing, the wind blowing through the trees, that kind of thing. But that birdsong just has a real something.
A birdsong is very, very strange. If you're in a forest and it's silent, when a bird sings, somehow the silence deepens. I don't know why that is, but it attaches to something in our minds. Yeah.
So every meditation that we do has a theme to it. This week's theme is what?
Well, we've called it Entering into Suffering, which sounds a bit pessimistic. But actually, I think this particular topic, it does emphasize the difference between standard secular mindfulness practice and what I teach, which is Buddhist meditation. Essentially, the purpose of Buddhist practice is the removal of suffering, both in ourselves and others. Now, what is suffering? Well, actually, we suffer not because of the things that happen to us. We suffer because of our reaction to the things that happen to us. So if we can do something about that reaction, we can actually ease and potentially remove all of our suffering. That's not easy. You know, we're talking about mental reaction here, which is hardwired into our brains. So we're going to have to do some serious work to gently flatten out those ruts of habit, if you like. That's what Buddhist practice is all about.
Okay, we'll go into the meditation after this piece of music. Hopefully this will help you get into the zone a bit. How will the meditation work, Andy?
We're going to set ourselves up in a nice quiet room in our house or wherever you are, even if you're still at work. Find a quiet place and make sure you're not going to get disturbed. Settle down, nice, comfortable, seated posture, and give the time to yourself. It's your time.
Okay, and we'll do the meditation next, here on The Meditation Show on Tone FM.
I shine another night sun. I got the yeah. Uka kafisi ya zumbi. Ndoto bemoni. I'm in Zalikati say. Thank you.
This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. You're listening to The Meditation Show with Andy Spragg from the Sangha House. So welcome back. This week we're having a look at the tricky subject of suffering. When this comes up in discussions about meditation, about Buddhism, people often see this as rather pessimistic, but actually it's practical. All of us have some levels of suffering in our lives, and this is about learning to deal with it. It's about approaching it with a degree of acceptance, because it's there. It's always going to be there. In last week's show, we looked at the worldly winds, all the things that touch us, and we discovered that all aspects of our lives create emotions in us. And many of them, they're negative. They push us away from where we want to be, away from where we want to go. And that creates suffering. So this meditation is all about learning what we do with that, how we learn to deal with it. So, of course, whenever we have any type of suffering in our lives, it's a type of conflict. Because we try and push it away. So, in the meditation, what we do is we look at the actual response to whatever suffering may arise, and it teaches us a great deal. The usual response is tension. Whenever there's any type of suffering, we have tension that manifests actually first in the mind, and then it comes into the body. And with kind of small problems and small tensions in our lives, these will be very subtle in the body. But of course, where we've got major stress or anxiety, we carry that around in our stomach and our heart. And if we don't learn to deal with it, it will potentially cause actual physical problems. As we know, people with stress can end up with things like stomach ulcers. So if we can learn to work with our reaction to whatever's going on, we can learn to ease the symptoms of the problem. I think what we have to remember here is that whatever happens to us, it's not the things that happen that cause our suffering. It's our reaction to the things that happen that cause our suffering. So that's where we start, and that's what this meditation is all about. We're going to focus on our reactions. And of course, in your nice safe space, you can work with absolute surety that you are safe. So you can work with comfort. And there will be little bits of suffering in your lives, perhaps financial issues, perhaps a relative who's causing you problems in some way, or a physical problem in the body. And these do come up in meditation. They arise even when we're not deliberately thinking about them. They pop up in our minds, and when they do, we can notice and do something else. And of course, the first thing that occurs is tension in the mind, but this is rapidly followed by tension in the body. So in the meditation, when you're settling down, when you're going through the meditation, if these mental objects that cause you suffering arise, pay attention to the body. See what's going on. You'll probably find you get tension and an unpleasant feeling in the stomach or the heart area. Go into that area and focus on it. So, most importantly, don't think about the thing that is causing you trouble. That's just thinking. What I'd like you to do, what I suggest you do, is just go into the physical feeling that manifests. And here we offer it a sense of friendship. So go into it and try and soften it. You can even use words. You know, you can say to the area, deep in your mind, soften, soften, let go, open, accept. These types of words are very powerful in meditation. And they help us to soften that physical area. Now, when we do this, we take the thinking away from the mind. It's no longer justifying our emotion because we're focusing on the area and the mind can't do two things at once. So it's as simple as that. We're going to use the breath to get into a nice concentrated place. And then we're going to do some just sitting. Just sitting, noticing what comes up. And when you feel worries or anxiety or stress about your life, notice what happens in the body. Just feel it, go into it, and try to practice softening it. Okay. So get yourself nice and comfortable. Make sure you're not going to be disturbed. Nice sitting posture. And remember that head floating up a little to bring a sense of strength into the spine, into the posture. Settling down. Gently close your eyes and have your gaze slightly downcast, as if you're looking below the horizon. And we'll start with a nice body scan to bring us into the present moment. As you go through the body, even here, you may find little areas of pain. So if those come up, even now, just try and soften into them. Coming into the moment, take your mind down into your feet. Feel the ground underneath. Sensations in the feet. Feeling everything. Tiny little sparks of electricity in the feet. Perhaps inside or on the surface. Work across the soles of the feet and up over the heel. Working gently up through the shins and the calf muscles. And as you gently travel, any muscles that are tense, any tension at all in the body, just try and let it go. And we work up into the knees. Often we get little bits of pain in the knees. They work hard, carrying us about. So if there is pain there, just go into it, explore it. First of all, notice the nature. Pain is not a constant thing. It comes in waves. Try if you can to take an interest in it. Don't push it away. In fact, notice the mind's desire to push it away.
Try and soften into the experience. Work along the thighs and the hamstrings, feeling whatever you can, contact of clothing. Moving forward into the sitting bones, settling down into the seat. As you sink and settle, feeling safe, feeling secure. Settling down, allow the head to float up a little. And just feel that sense of gentle strength come into the posture. Feeling a purpose. Strong purpose to stay with the practice, to stay fully present. Now take the mind down into the stomach and the heart space. This is where the physical manifestation of our emotions sit. Therefore, this is where a lot of our suffering sits in a physical way. So just feel, just experience, find out what's going on there. Emotions that come up, try not to think about the justification for them or the reasons why. Just experience the physical manifestation. What does fear feel like? What does anger feel like? What does joy feel like? Give them all equal attention and measure. When we come up to the shoulders, a lot of our tension manifests in our shoulders. So it's a good place to explore, to learn to let go. Just try and melt out tension. Now, let your awareness travel down your upper arms, over the elbows, down through the forearms, fingers. Thank you. and back up to the head. Gently explore the scalp, surface of the head, or whatever you can find. Any gentle sensations. Relax the face. A lot of our suffering shows in our faces through tension. Investigate the face, find out where you're carrying tension. We carry a huge amount of tension in our faces. Let it go. Gentle smiling aspect on the face helps. Feeling of compassion behind the eyes. Letting tension melt out of the face. Okay, bring all of these sensations together. Sitting in your space, nice and safe. And that feeling of intent to stay with the practice. Bring your awareness to the breath, wherever you most feel it. And this evening, we're going to use a different word. We're going to use the word soften on each out breath. Just to get us used to using this phrase. Focusing on the breath, just the breath. As you breathe gently in and out, physically feel the breath. And on the out-breath, soften, echo in the mind and settle in the body. Just the breath. Let thoughts go. Soften. When the mind wanders, This might bring frustration in, as we have a desire to keep the mind gently focused on the breath. Notice what happens. Take an interest. When you come back to the breath, notice that gentle feeling of tension, frustration. Breathe into it. Soften. Real sense of gentleness to the experience. Just the breath. Soften. Notice the mind's pull. It tries to pull you away. It's playful like that. That is the nature of mind. Don't get frustrated with it. Don't get angry with it. That's just what it does. Accept it. Gently come back to the breath. And on each out-breath, soften. Thank you. gently developing a habit of using the breath whenever we feel any tension, whatever form, mental or physical, due to whatever circumstance, using the breath. Soften. So we're coming into the final stage of the meditation. We're going to go into a period of just sitting. So here, we open our awareness up to whatever's going on. So we're not just focusing on the breath. We're experiencing the sounds that come to us, feelings in the body, emotions in our heart space, and the mental conscious stream that flows through our mind. We just sit with it and we notice here where tension creeps in. Usually we can track them back to a simple thought that's arisen in the mind, reminding us of a challenge in our lives. We notice the tension that it causes. And the practice here is to soften into it, noticing the physical sensation in the body, not thinking about the problem. Just go into the body and soften just sitting. With physical pain, if this arises in your sitting, you can use the breath. Breathe into the area and feel that softening effect, gentle nurturing, sending with it a sense of friendship, compassion. Now, of course, not all of our suffering is just ours. Often, our suffering is caused because we are aware of somebody else's suffering. We feel their pain, compassion for them, empathy. We often can't fix their problems, and they know we can't. They don't want our attention. They want our compassion. They want our friendship. So just take a bit of time. Think about a friend or a relative you know is suffering. And just soften into the situation, offering them that compassion, gentle friendship. Feel it settle in your body and offer it out to them. Gently ease and soften your concentration and bring your awareness back into the room. We can set ourselves a nice, gentle intent to keep this practice going throughout our week. Even when we're out and about in the day, to notice the things that cause us suffering and notice, most importantly, our own reaction, to notice the tension that creeps in and to soften into it. Instead of getting angry or frustrated, try the other thing. Try to soften. Use the breath, use the word, and soften. This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. I'm Andy Sprague from the Sangha House, and this is the Meditation Show. I hope you have a lovely week, and I'll be back next week. Take care. Bye for now.